My brilliant novel. It's a fat thing, this novel. A hulking slab of meandering prose. A story so epic it'll blow you away. Never before has anyone accomplished this. Such brilliant characters and world building. And yet, this novel is all an advert for my business card. At 900,000 words, this novel is the best short story I ever wrote. It is so crisp and dense after all these years that it makes modern prose look like the stuff you put to stick tiles together. In short, it's perfect. Anything written before or after is awful. But still, nobody is buying my business cards. People, hundreds of them, cram my fat novels into their bulging pockets and backpacks, drop them on toes and children, but nobody gets it. Nobody gets to the end, and if they do, they don't understand or they don't care. I've got more fucking business cards than I've had seconds in my life. I cut my hands on them when I open doors. They've become shurikens whenever I open a window and the draft comes in. They coalesce into freakish towers under the steam of my shower cubicle. I tried to burn my business cards, but the ash cloud chased me down the street and broke both my ankles. It stuck to the lining of my lungs for several years. I tried to get rid of more than one business card at a time, but nobody in the right mind wants more than one business card they have already read, do they? Limping, I lumber my final novel into the bonnet of the car and start the engine. It doesn't take long for the burning to start. Deep in my pocket, I feel the jabbing of the corner of a card trying to fight its way out to watch, or trying to find its way in to stab me in the heart.